The Night the Lights Went Out on Christmas by Ellis Paul. Pictures by Scott Brundage, published by Albert Whitman and Company. Every Christmas since 1960, the Johnsons have filled their yard with nifty blinking reindeer, Santa's dwarves and stars. It started kind of innocently, just lights within a tree. Then the mailbox got all lit up, then the chimneys, then the eaves. Then the half-shell Mary was blinking neon blue. Then the hydrant, then the doghouse. Then they built a petting zoo with electric livestock, llamas, horses, donkeys, camels, mules, and a life-size baby Jesus sparkling like a desert jewel. Well, the lights so rattled the neighborhood that the Smiths planned a revolt, led by a neon Santa Claus that buzzed and sparked 1,000 jolts. The Williams rolled out cotton snow. The Wheelers pinched a Grinch. Mr. Greenberg lit a menorah with 8-foot flames and did not flinch. The Jacksons inflated snowmen inside their manger scene. The three wise men all stood confused. Snow in the desert, is this a dream? Well, things got so darn cluttered that every house along the street vanished beneath the twinkling junk, like pajamas beneath the sheets. With each new year, this competition gave the families a Christmas mission to see who could outdo themselves with barking penguins, sleighs, and elves. And pretty soon, for miles around, people came to Medford Town to see the sights on Christmas Block as lights come on at 6 o'clock. The cars, they came in droves and droves, driving at their leisure. They'd gawk and squawk and stare in shock while their children had near seizures. Well, even up in outer space, astronauts could see the place. The Christmas lights so bright to see made them homesick for their families. But then one Christmas, it all would change. There was no space left to arrange in all the Johnsons' neighborhood except the top where one tree stood. So Missy Johnson took a star and on a ladder leaning far, she put it on that last tree's top and all the neighbors' chins did drop. Then Jimmy Johnson switched a switch. Santa's hands turned 6 o'clock, and every light in Medford Town blew out block by block by block. Then Connecticut, Rhode Island, state by state, all of America turned black as slate. Oh, Canada, then Mexico, fell into a deep shadow. Across the Atlantic, the Eiffel Tower popped and fizzed and was out of power. London, Rio, Tokyo were in the dark, but in the know. And in this blackout all did stand, heartbroken down to every man, till Missy Johnson's eyes looked up, and her little voice did there erupt. The stars above our heads, they've never been so clear, she said. And everyone was quite amazed to see the Milky Way ablaze. 10 billion stars for every eye, stretched across a newborn sky. Satellites and meteors, each were counted by the score. Now who would have thought the sky would know how to put on a Christmas show? Without that plastic blinky stuff, the sky itself was just enough. See, all it took on Christmas night to guide three kings was one star's light. The people stood on Christmas Block and held on to this simple thought. Christmas can be neon free without the snowman reindeer, see? The neighbors, they all sighed relief because those tangled lights had caused such grief. And the next year, out on Christmas Block, they lit a candle on a rock. They gathered round it merrily. They sang a Christmas melody, and no one even seemed to care that the decorations weren't even there. Though maybe they could steal the scene on the holiday called Halloween.